Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The one and only Tom Papa on the hotline right now.
Dude, I didn't even realize Tom was coming to town.
I'm telling you, if you want tickets, it's thecomedyclubkc.com. You should check right now because I think there are very few tickets left.
Oh no, it will guaranteed sell out. I would have already tried to mooch some. Now I'm gonna go try to buy some because I wish he would have had time to come in this morning because last time we had him on, you're doing great. Another reason to stay alive, which was a pretty fantastic thing to release during 2020.
Oh, yeah.
It made a lot more sense after viewing the world through those eyes.
Born November 10th in Passaic, New Jersey, he is an accomplished stand-up comedian who has starred in numerous comedy specials, logged appearances on The Tonight Show and Conan, and lent his voice to the starring role of the Rob Zombie animated feature, The Haunted World of El Super Bista. You can see his latest special, You're Doing Great, on Netflix. You can listen to his podcast, Breaking Bread, on numerous digital platforms. And tonight through Saturday night, you can see him live on stage at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. Please welcome Tom Papa.
Well, how about you rolling into Kansas City?
Yeah, on my way.
Oh, so good.
Very exciting.
Yeah, these are weird times. We're opening back up again, right?
I know. It's pretty exciting. I got last weekend I did Omaha, Nebraska. It was the first time out since like November, and I'm double vaxxed, and I'm just making out with everybody.
That's where I'm at. I'm like, I'm licking doorknobs. I'm kissing hobos on the mouth.
Yeah, yeah, it's totally. I don't know if it's irresponsible or not, but you definitely feel like you have a superpower.
Yeah, yeah. You should sign every autograph this weekend, just VAX squared.
I know. I hear that that's the. I was talking with my nephew, and he said that that's everybody's changing their Tinder profile and adding that to it.
That's fantastic.
This is going to be a summer of COVID's going to go just bottom out, and STDs are going to go through the roof.
Without a doubt, there's going to be a large boom in children here in about 10 months. It's everybody's going to be working out their frustrations because Lord knows last year we were shut off and. I was just talking before you came on the show. You're doing great. Another reason to stay alive. You couldn't have dropped at a better time with a better subject that entire book.
Yeah, thank you very much. I had no idea that it was going to be like a therapy book. Like it turned out being almost like a self-help book.
Yeah.
Even to this day, people like every day, people on social media are like, thank you. This got me through. You gave me encouragement. You kept my hopes up. And I thought I was just being silly.
I can't tell how many times I was reading that book, and I would, and it's such a cliche deal, but I would spit drink because I'm taking a sip, and you'd turn the page, and it would just be in big block letters. You ever checked your balance on an ATM, and it was so low you had to pretend you weren't out there to take money, or you weren't there to take money out? I have. It's like, oh, I've done that.
That's great. I love that. I love that. My job is a profession where the compliment. If stuff flies out of your face.
Yeah, yeah. It is true, though, because you talk about your childhood with your mom dressing you in the terrible turtleneck and the orange, jeans. And I had the same childhood where your mom would just, it was almost like she wanted you to get your ass kicked.
It's so funny how your mom and you know, moms are not known for this, but your mom is your fashion designer for the first 16 years of your life. You can't, you have no choice but to wear what this woman decides that you buy. And let's face it, a lot of moms don't know what the hell they're doing.
No.
She's totally responsible for you. And you're wearing a full purple bodysuit with work boots. Because she was lazy at Walmart and just got you some clothes, just threw it in the bag with the dog food, and now you have to walk out in the world like that.
Oh, yes. My mom's from England, Tom, and so we lived there for a few years, and we come back, and my mom's got me dressed like a goddamn Bay City Roller, and we moved to Hayes, Kansas.
Yeah, and that's the funny part, too. Not only does she dress you, then she decides to cut your hair for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Dude, it did not work out.
Trying to get your first girlfriend with bangs.
Oh, my poor mom. And she had, you know, boys, so she didn't know how to give us any advice on how to do, you know, anything. And then my mom literally gave me the craziest advice, the good advice she gave me, and this is 100% true. She said, John, when I was getting to be 16, 17, any girl that will sleep with you right away will sleep with anyone because you're not special. It hurt my feelings. And then years later, I realized, God damn it, it's true.
Yeah, she's got good advice. That's yeah. Maybe she didn't know how to dress you, but she knew what she was talking about.
Yes, yes.
Maybe that was her thing. Maybe she decided to dress you like a Bay City Roller to prevent girls from going near you.
I'd say that's about right. But you cover everything. Like you know, it's getting married is a terrible business decision.
Horrible business decision. It is a horrible business decision. You know, I always talk about how you have to have a clear mind of what's going to happen when you get married. Because in the beginning, it's all romance. You decide, oh, she's attractive, you're attractive, there's a chemistry, and you're going to go to movies together, and you're going to do all this stuff and make love, and it's going to be amazing. But you have to think 10 years down the road, what is this going to look like? There's going to be car payments and mortgages and dead pets and living relatives. This will be no time for romance. And ultimately become a horrible nonprofit organization. A lot of love, doing a lot of good work, but there is no time for romance. Oh,
dead pets and living relatives.
It really is not. And then you have a family, and that is a horrible organization too. Nobody interviewed for a position in this family. Everybody's just born into it. They're lifers, and they're just no respect for the boss. Nobody knows what they're doing. It's like a clown show.
Yeah.
A family is a clown show.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt it is. And you either learn to find the humor or your just head explodes.
Yeah, no, if you don't laugh about it, when I travel with my family and they're going through security, I carry a Mylar balloon with me just so everyone, when the line goes back down to the street, because my kids are taking metal spoons out of their pockets, everybody knows, oh, it's Tom and his clown family up there. Okay, we'll be a little more patient.
Are you doing any better with the animals anymore, or do they still hate you?
Oh, man, yeah, no, I didn't tell you. We got, during the pandemic, we added an animal. We had a black lab, we've got a lizard, we've got a cat. And then my daughter, during the pandemic, her sister went away to college, and she decided to fill the gap by adopting a pug named Frank, which I don't know if you've ever had a pug before, but not the brightest animal. His head is like concrete. And it just snores. It snores when it's staring at you. It falls asleep standing up. It fell in the pool, and it sunk right to the bottom.
Oh, no.
Its head is like an anchor. And you saw bubbles coming up. It was on the bottom of the pool, still snoring. I'm not kidding.
Oh.
It was weird, but I like that his name is Frank, because it sounds like someone from the 1950s, like anytime I yell at him, it like, I feel like I'm in a gangster movie. It's like, oh, why you got to be like that, Frank? What are you doing, Frank? Get back here. Come on, Frank.
Oh, my God.
Because I ride motorcycles. It made me laugh that I'd forgotten that you'd gotten hit in the head by a bird when you were taking your motorcycle test.
Oh, my God. It's a total true story.
Yeah.
You're nervous. It's your first time you're learning to ride.
Right.
You're getting your license. I passed the test. I'm driving back to my father's house, all proud of myself. I'm like thinking I'm cool. Like now I got my license. Now I'm cool. Like I'm a biker.
Sure.
And a bird out of nowhere just flies right into my helmet. Like I was a giant window. And you know, you go from being a biker with two hands on the handlebar to a screaming old lady. Both arms off of the handlebars, legs kicking. A bird! You don't think it's a bird. You think this is a vampire.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, the animals hate me.
Oh, geez. And so I've got this land, disgrace land, and it's 30 acres. And so, yeah, it's never-ending, you know, free-range ticks, as many as you can take home with you, you know. It's
oh my
a
God.
Snake ranch.
I know.
You know.
We're not supposed to be out there. We're supposed to be inside looking at the outside. You're supposed to be inside with two cans of Raid and a shotgun.
I cannot wait
don't go outside.
To see you this weekend. Are you sold all the way out at Comedy Club of KC?
No, I think there's some on the Late Show probably that you can get in. I start tonight. I have one show tonight, two Friday, two Saturday. And they're doing a great job over there. They're getting some great acts, and they're spreading it out. But they were able to add tickets because I guess restrictions are changing, so they're able to add some more tables.
Excellent.
So I would go on the website and see what you can get.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can't wrangle up a couple real quick on the website just because I don't know how I missed the announcement that you were coming into town, but it got away from me. So I walked into the studio. Or I got the call last night from Jake to grab the book out of my library. And I was like, are you kidding me? He's going to be in town, not just on the phone. So I'm really excited to see you this weekend, Tom.
Yeah, I'm totally psyched. Thank you so much. And I wish I was in studio, but I haven't even left for the airport yet. Next time, if I have more time, I'll come in.
I would love that. I would love that, man. It would be great to have you in the studio. Listen, you are the great Tom Papa. I will see you this weekend. The shows are going to be fantastic. Don't miss the shows this weekend in person or by the book. You're doing great. Find all of his specials online, all the digital platforms. And you're welcome here anytime. You know that.
Awesome. You're the best.
Thanks.